Welcome to episode 147 of Taking the Charge podcast with you from Regensburg, Germany. I am David Hein of Hein News, back in Deutschland. Yes, I am back in Germany, back home after covering the under 19 World Championship, and was very pleased. I was very happy with the tournament. I guess everybody. You know, everybody was complaining about the guys who withdrew or didn't show up or got injured. But in the end, I think that there was a pretty good level. I think that the games were more or less exciting. I think the average winning margin was somewhere around 14 points per game. And I think of the 56 games, I think only nine, if I'm not mistaken, only nine were, 5 points or less, 5 points or fewer, which was, you know, kind of low. I guess there was really only two game winners. There was the Vanya Marinkovic's three at the buzzer in the ninth place game over Korea, which darn looks like it went, that he didn't release it beforehand. And then there was the Flaccadori layup against Australia, which was, I guess, with 0.9 seconds left or so. But those were the only two real game winners. But still, I think overall was a good tournament. First of all, Crete, you know, a lot of people, you know, privately asked me if I had experienced anything. Saw anything with the obvious economic difficulties with Greece that Greece is going on right now. Ended up going to dinner once in Heraklion, and you know, saw some people lined up for the saw some people lined up at the ATMs, but that was about it. You know, I mean, okay, it's a vacation, it's a holiday resort place, you know, an island and, you know, with lots of tourism. So, you know, if I was in Athens or Thessaloniki, you know, probably would have been quite a different story. But really, didn't experience that much. I guess you really can't, on the other hand, you really can't complain about the beach. The hotel where I was staying was directly on the beach. Yeah, I know, tough life. But really was only able to get into the water twice, I believe. Twice it was. Bunkered down with work. I had a lot of writing to do. I think I came up with some pretty decent material. I guess probably moving to the finals, you know, sort of the final action and stuff, you know, the semifinals were both pretty intriguing. The first semifinal between Croatia and Turkey, you know, obviously it was a blowout, so it really wasn't that interesting of a game, but it was fascinating to see how big of an impact revenge can have on a team. Croatia have been eating away at their loss has been eating at them in the semifinals from the U18 European Championship semis against Turkey last year. So it was pretty tough, and they crushed Turkey. They crushed by something like 45 or something like that, and never really gave them much of a chance. And then the other semifinal, you know, it was the first real test for the U.S. Against the Greeks, and you know, they played pretty darn well. The Greeks did. And really have to tip your hat to them. But, you know, the Americans, I think, you know, Yen just got the job done. You know, Ferguson, just some huge shots. And, yeah, the final, then USA and Croatia. Croatia, obviously, with so many people missing, it was amazing. I think, you know, really, I think it's probably one of the top, I don't know, 10 sporting events, single sporting events. So, you know, individual games, that I've probably been to, in my life, not just basketball, but in general, just with all the storylines, you know, the USA trying to repeat for the first time, since 83, Croatia going, you know, they came into the, you know, the draw was made and everybody was salivating. Oh, we can have this amazing final. And, you know, it ended up coming to the final, but, you know, Croatia went through all this turmoil and you had, you know, the team was playing with 7 players, and, you know, Bender out and, you know, Subac stepping up and, just fantastic. You know, these are so many NBA guys and, going to be in this game. And it's just, it wasn't a very attractive game, especially the first, let's say 2.5-3 quarters. But intriguing, as all, you know what, I mean, you know, the Americans tried to get out and run, couldn't do it because the Croatians were so controlled and really composed. You know, you knew they had to slow it down. You knew they had to take care of the ball, and really, more or less, they were able to do it. I think Marko Rapović opened plenty of eyes at the tournament, and I think Zubac climbed his way up a few draft boards. And Nick Slavica obviously kind of broke out during this game. His block on Tatum, I think that's got to be, you know, I don't know, top. Tap 20 all-time plays in international basketball. I mean, which shockingly wasn't even the number one play of the tournament. They had a Tatum block, a Tatum dunk, which, if you think about the ferocity that Tatum dunks, the breakaway catching up to Tatum and going up with him and blocking it, really just fantastic. I'll put the link, in case you haven't seen it, I'll put the link on the show, the show notes. You know, Bozic has the 2 free throws with 4.3 seconds, goes 1 of 2, and that's it. You know, the game went to overtime, and then, you know, Zubac missed the two real easy bunny baskets, you know, right in succession, got his own rebound, missed it again, and then came back and scored at the other end, and that was pretty much it. You know, it was a 4-point game, and it went up to 6. Could have been 2, and it went up to 6, and so that was pretty much the game. But, you know, you have to give all your respect to Croatia. Fantastic, fantastic performance. And so, yeah, congrats to Croatia for winning their first ever second place, and the Turks came back and knocked off the Greeks for their first ever podium finish. And of course, the Americans repeated for the first time since 83, and so now they are at 6 titles, U19 World Championship titles. Nobody else has 2, so I have a feeling they're going to be leading the medal count for a while. So yeah, I guess obviously, with me being there, that's going to be the focus of my interviews this week and next. So why don't we get right into it? I'm going to give you mainly Americans this week. So starting off, we'll give you Chinanu Onuaku, the big man from Louisville. And of course, he was one of the big stories right away, before the tournament even started, with people wanting to see the free throws, his underhanded free throws, a la Rick Barry. And that certainly got a big kick. You know, people, the fans, everybody really got a big kick out every time he made a free throw. You know, they all gave him a big hand. You know, really, he made two big free throws with about 5 minutes left in the semifinal. And I think that's probably, I can imagine that gives him quite a bit of confidence going forward. He ended up going 6 of 10, so 60%, and I believe he was at 47%, 47% for the season at Louisville. And of course, Rick Barry told him, you know, said, "Hey, why don't you look at doing free throws underhand?" And obviously, you know, huge interest. The YouTube clip ended up getting it's at just a shade under 400,000 views. So pretty impressive. We'll go from him, and we'll go to Caleb Swanigan, who obviously was one of the five guys who was at the under 17 World Championship last summer and won the title. Then we'll move to Jalen Brunson, who ended up being the MVP. The point guard, fantastic. I think it was something around 3.3 assist to turnover ratio. And really the calming influence on this whole bunch. And then from him, we'll go over to a quick couple of words exchanged with Coach Sean Miller. I guess between that, then after that, I'll come back and I'll introduce the final two. So enjoy that quartet of interviews, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Talk about being here for you. You know, you had an up and down year at Louisville, and some people might think it was a little bit of a surprise that you made this roster. I'm sure you're happy about it. Talk about being here, what it means for you.
It's a great experience, and, you know, just getting to learn new plays and new guys, getting to learn from a coach like Sean Miller, it's a great opportunity.
Talk about the start of that year for you. You started really well and then kind of dipped down a little bit. What do you think happened and kind of along that year?
I don't really know what happened, you know. I just tried to go out and help my team win.
When you came into the tryouts with the training camp, what was your mind frame? You know, what did you think, you know, okay, this is what I want to do to get to this team?
I just had to do what I know to do, rebound, block shots, play defense, get buckets.
Obviously, a lot of people here want to know about the free throws. How did it come about? And what was your, you know, thinking of doing that?
Coach Patino showed me a video of Rick Barry, and he thought my percentages would be better shooting that way, so I changed it.
And did you know Rick Barry?
Nah.
What did you think about it? I mean, you know, it's old grainy footage from the, you know, mid-70s. What'd you think about it?
I mean, I didn't really care, you know. I mean, I'm just trying. In order for me to get better and make it to the NBA, I have to make free throws.
Yeah. How does it feel when you do it?
It's fine.
You feel like you're getting better?
Yeah, I do.
What do you, when you think about it, you know, maybe what's been the reaction from teammates, and, you know, it's not something that people see a lot. What's been the reaction?
Yeah, they're all surprised because, you know, nobody really does it anymore.
And what do you say to them?
None.
I want to get to the NBA. Right?
Yeah.
I don't want to be like Howard, and I don't want to be like Jordan, you know, and they hack me. I want to make my free throws, right?
Yeah.
Talk about your brother, maybe how he's kind of helped you in this whole thing.
He helped me a lot because, you know, when we got to go home for the summer, I worked out with him a lot, and he just taught me a lot of things.
What did, what did he kind of tell you about, you know, let's say this situation? Because obviously, you know, him being in the NBA for a few games and here playing in a world championship or both high-level competitions, what did he say as far as maybe, you know, take advantage of the opportunity you have or whatnot?
Yeah, he said take advantage of it, go out and do what I do, you know. Go out and help my team win, play hard, they play.
I want to ask about a couple of guys really quick, your teammates. You probably go daily against Caleb Swanigan. Thoughts about him? He's heading over to Purdue this year. Thoughts about going against him day by day, every day, about him as a player and maybe a person too?
He's a good player, you know. He's a good on offense and defense. He's a good player.
Does he teach you something? I mean, did he talk to you at all about maybe playing at a world championship? Obviously, him being here last year at the under-17s.
Not really.
The other guys, Jason Tatum, you know, is one of these long, athletic guys. You know, you guys are kind of the bruisers. Talk about Jason and what do you think about him?
He's a good player. He just need to catch his rhythm. Yeah, he got to get in his rhythm.
Obviously, the goal is the gold. What do you guys have to do that?
We have to play our game. You know, pressure all the time and get rebounds and block shots.
Last question. Yeah, these guys came out and they're up 15-8. What did you think about that? And what did you guys kind of not know what to expect out of them, or what would you describe that?
I think we just took our foot off the pedal.
At the very start, never put it down.
You guys had a tough test here. You guys saw the tough test last year with Serbia and with Australia. Thoughts going through your mind in this game? Obviously, it's a tough team, and you guys were able to prevail.
I thought we were controlling the game for the most part. There definitely was just a lot of they never could get over the hump playing against us, which is always a good thing to be on the other end. So I feel like we always controlled the game.
What do you think makes you guys so good?
Because everybody plays hard. You know, the next guy up, if someone's in foul trouble, and we're able to score the ball a lot easier than most teams can.
A lot of the guys out there doing, you know, some of the leadership out there were in the games last year as well at 17s. How important was that experience that they went through some tough games as well going into this one?
It's huge because, you know, we've already built chemistry, and playing before helps us with the other guys that haven't been here before and just, you know, helping them get through it.
Talk a little bit about that group dynamic. I mean, there's the five of you guys who were at 17s. There's five guys who haven't played at all yet internationally, and then there's the two U18s last year. Talk about that sort of dynamic, how that's working.
We're just all putting it together and just doing everything we can, trying to stick to Coach Miller's game plan as much as possible.
What's it like off the court? How you guys, how was it meshing with one another? I mean, obviously you guys were going at it at a pretty intense training camp.
You know, it wasn't hard. All these guys are pretty good guys. And off the court, we're together so much. You know, we all form a bond pretty quickly.
A little bit in the team. You guys have a jokester, a couple jokesters to keep it light. Who are they?
It's pretty much everybody. Everybody's a jokester in their own sense. But, you know, the main one's probably like Anawaku and Harry.
Yeah, and Anawaku, that probably helps with those free throws too, huh?
Yeah.
Is that something you guys do laugh about and say, man, how does he do it?
Yeah, definitely. First time we did in training camp, everybody was like, is he joking? Like, but, you know, that's how he shoots and it works for him, so.
Hey, two big free throws, 5 minutes left. Huh? Those are pressure free throws anyhow, and then to do it like that, talk about that.
I thought they were huge. Yeah. When he shot the first one, I looked long, but about got the fairly roll, and the second one straight in. Yeah. Those are big free throws.
Talk about you, how it's different for you here, taking from the experience you had last year at 17s, going through the entire year, and now you're back here.
I feel like this year it means a lot more because they've told us it's a more competitive tournament, which it has been thus far. And I feel like winning the gold medal, it'll be the first time USA does it back-to-back ever. So I think it's a huge goal for us.
You were one of the two big guys last year, one of the two big guys being able to, you know, withstand it in the paint. You're still a year younger. Talk about playing at this level compared to the level that it was last year.
These guys are some of the same guys from last year, but some are bigger and stronger from last year just as they matured and got older. But I feel like I've been able to hold my own weight.
You know, speaking of weight, last year we talked and you said you're really working on your body. You look even better. Where are you at with that, and how far are you from where you want to be?
I'm still working towards where I want to be, but I think like I've made some steps since last year of getting better and being in better shape.
What are you working on in that regard?
Well, you know, just getting my body fat down and stuff like that so I can play better and more minutes and stuff like that. Play more efficient in the minutes I'm in because I'll be able to play harder.
Well, where are you at now?
I'm at 250.
Where do you want to go?
I want to stay around 250. I'm just working around my body fat.
Okay. Little bit about Purdue. There was the change of commitment. How did that come about? What was the sort of deciding factor on Purdue?
I just felt like it was the best basketball fit possible for me with AJ coming back. I feel like they have a good team and they could use me in a lot of ways.
How have you been told, or how do you think you're going to be utilized there?
I think I'll be utilized because they struggled a lot to have a playmaker on the floor. I feel like I can playmake out of the post pretty well, and it'll give me opportunity to show that.
There's a family connection to Purdue, I think, as well, right? In your past, an uncle maybe or something.
My uncle went to Purdue, but that's it.
Was that any sort of consideration in the whole thing, or no?
No, that wasn't a consideration.
What would you say to the Purdue fans? There's a lot of them following this whole tournament now, looking forward to you coming.
I just can't wait for the season, pretty much. You know, get underway and see how good of a team we can be.
You have a gold medal from last year. You have Croatia again tomorrow. We're probably not going to talk tomorrow, so let's say you guys win. You have a gold medal around your neck tomorrow in the evening. What would your thoughts be?
It just feels great to get another one and get some momentum heading into the college.
Where do you think it would rank? Everybody says, one title is like, the other, it's like one kid. You never love it more than the other kid. Any idea how that might feel compared to the one last year?
I think I would feel better about this one just because the tournament's a lot more competitive, I feel like.
Thoughts about Croatia then?
I feel like they're a good team and they have a lot of size, which we do too. And it's not going to be like the last game, but I still think we'll be able to handle them.
Jason, I wanted to write something about Jason Tatum really quick. Thoughts about him? Obviously, you saw him last year. Development of him on and off the court.
He's a good guy. You know, on the court, he's become more strong and getting to the basket and stuff like that. He's always had a good release form, so he's always been able to shoot the basketball, but I feel like he just gets better every day.
Off the court?
Off the court, he was the same he was last year. Nothing's changed much off the court.
What kind of person is he?
He's good. He's a good person, joking, easy to be around.
Just really quick, your thoughts about this game. Obviously it was a team you kind of wanted to put away early and then just kind of, administer it, just take care of business. Thoughts about this game?
I thought we played well as the game went on. Had a little bit of a slow start. But once we started playing our style of basketball, we had the game in our hands pretty much the rest of the way.
We're kind of interested in seeing about sort of the dynamic of this team. You and Alonzo, were guys at 18s last year. You have the group of 97, 98s who were at the Worlds last year, and you have five guys that don't have any international FIBA experience. How you guys meshing that as a team and, in general? In general, talk about the group dynamics.
I think everyone's really meshing together well. We have such good team chemistry off the court. We try to stay really close, have a close circle. And everyone's just really enjoying each other's company. But we know when we get on the court, all the trust we have off the court makes the stuff on the court a lot easier.
Have you guys been doing here even, trust or group building activities at all? Or how does that work?
Not really, building activities. We've done we ate at places, we've went to the beach, we just did stuff, a lot of stuff together. And we're never alone. We're always gonna bring somebody with us. So that's our team thing, and we've been doing a pretty good job of that.
The 97-98s, the guys that took the world championship title last year, Do you guys even see them as sort of leaders as well, knowing that you know that they played against the Europeans and you know that you guys you and Alonso didn't necessarily face at the FIBA Americas? Do you guys see them sort of as leaders as far as like international basketball, like global basketball?
Definitely. I mean, everyone's a leader on this team. I mean, everyone has their own role. And I think if we all communicate and talk and just be that vocal person, I mean, everyone's considered a leader in their own different way. And like you said, they were leaders on their other team, their 17 team. And so, I mean, they're a leader here as well. I mean, everyone's taking that role and is really just doing it to the best of their abilities.
Who's the jokester?
I don't know. There are a couple of jokesters.
Yeah?
A couple of jokesters, yeah.
Does that help you guys? Because it is a long tournament where you guys got to play together, 10 days, 12 days. Is that important to have these guys on there?
Definitely. I think with the chemistry we have, I mean, all the different personalities that we could get, I mean, it's really going to help us. I mean, we really gel off the court, so on the court, like I said earlier, it's a lot easier.
I want to ask your opinion about a couple of guys that I'm writing about. You know, Caleb obviously was here last year at the U17s, and one of the things about him is he's really continues to really work on his body and get better that way. Talk about him, maybe just on and off the court.
Well, on the court, he's a beast. He's someone that he's going to do whatever you ask him to. He can get a bucket anytime he's in the low post. I mean, no one's really physically able to box him out. But off the court, Caleb's just another kid. I mean, he's just a little kid that does what other kids want to do. Obviously, we're all going to our freshman year of college, so we're expressing our high school experiences. And we're all just teenagers looking just to win a gold medal and have fun.
Jason's the other guy I wanted to ask you about. He was another guy that was there last year. He's actually 98, mm-hmm. So he can play in this thing in 2 years' time. Thoughts about him, both on and off the court, personality-wise as well?
I think Jason's just another kid that just so well. He's just so well. I don't even know how to explain it. He's a really good kid. He's a good kid, and on the court, he's obviously something that he can't handle with.
Whoa.
And he's a special guy.
Your thoughts about being here again, after being at the FIBA Americas last year?
I'm really excited to be here. I think being on this team, I can be a leader just by experience I have. And I'm just really here just to cherish this moment with these guys, and play the sport I love and try to win a gold medal.
I'll just go with that, right. Coach. This was a tough game. I mean, you guys saw them a couple weeks, 10 days ago. Thoughts about this game, and maybe what do you think you, the team, learned from this experience?
Well, first of all, I don't know if you could play in front of a more hostile crowd in international basketball than the one we played in front of here tonight. And, that's to Greece's credit. And I thought they supported their team. They have a very well-coached team, an organized team. And, adding Tyler Dorsey to their team did nothing but make a good team even better. So we knew before we played them that we were up against it. I thought more than anything our will, our attitude was the difference on our end, because we made timely plays. Our guys gave great effort. And by the way, we made 20 unreal mistakes at the end of the half, at the end of the quarter. But you have to realize we have 5 players that have never played their senior year of high school. So you put them in this type of environment, they're learning as the game is going on. They don't already know these things. So that's one of the things. I do believe that with one more game remaining, tonight we can learn a lot in terms of being smarter at the end of the half and recognizing 3-point shooters. I thought Greece tore up our press from the perspective of they made threes off of it. Up until now, even when we didn't get steals, we tended to wear the team down without giving much up. Tonight that changed, and we'll learn from that as well.
Talk about the dynamics of this group, because you have the 5 guys who are back from last year at the 17s. You have 2 guys that you know from the 18s last year, and then 5 guys who have never played international ball. And you also being a head coach for the first time at the international level and also seeing a lot of these teams for the first time. About that whole dynamic, everything together, talk about that and how you've been able to kind of mold this group.
Well, it's a difficult challenge. It's been difficult.
And that amount of time, too.
That's right. It's been difficult from day one. We worked extremely hard in Colorado Springs, choosing the team. Before we left to come here, we practiced two times a day and implemented our press, implemented all the things that we were going to do once we got here. And since we've been here, it's been a continuation of trying to get better as we play games. I give our team tremendous credit, and we have a collection of great kids. And USA Basketball did a great job of putting this team together in spite of a number of guys who weren't at the tryouts, and Isaiah Briscoe, who unfortunately got hurt once he made the team.
How would you describe the personality of this team?
You know, very confident. That may surprise you because of our youth, but it's our youthfulness in some ways. They don't know any better, and that's a good thing. They're like a talented freshman in college where, you know, they come in with a fresh canvas, and they're very talented, and they just kind of follow how they've always done things. You know, we've learned to follow the lead of Jason Tatum and Harry Giles and Josh Jackson. Tonight, I thought Terrence Ferguson was tremendous.
Two huge threes.
You think about that, and then Jalen Brunson, you know, his 30 points tonight, and I think his overall play, he's had an exceptional tournament.
What have you learned through this? I mean, this is international. This is different than FIBA Americas.
A lot of people ask, you know, why do you want to coach USA Basketball? Because unless you're here like you were tonight, it's like you're working on your craft. You're playing against coaches in a style that we don't see often in the United States. We're playing with the 24-second shot clock and new rules. You have to learn how to deal with the chemistry on a team that everybody's played where they've come from, and designate roles, which isn't always easy. And, you know, you're away from your family and your program for 23 days, as is Ed Cooley and Arch, so you bond. But I think we all will leave this trip, regardless of what happens tomorrow, feeling very good about how hard we've pushed to win the gold, and hopefully it'll happen.
I guess I'll go with that.
Okay. Yeah, interesting that the fact that, you know, I mean, Miller's never coached internationally as a head coach. You know, he was at the under-18s FIBA Americas as Billy Donovan's assistant coach. And so, you know, hats off to him and, you know, facing two really, really good teams. Obviously, people are really wondering what could have been if everybody from Croatia would have been there. But, you know, they would have gotten Greece instead, you know, and, you know, Greece in the semifinals, for example, and maybe they would have clipped Greece. Greece would have got the better of them. So the other two interviews I'm going to put up, I'm going to give you with Nick Slavica, the guy who just pretty much blew up mainly in the final. And then actually there's two short chats with Vika Subac. In the one, you'll hear former podcast guest Jonathan Givoni from Traffic Express asking a couple of questions, and then I kind of take over from that. So here again are Nick Slavica and Vika Subac.
Congratulations, the first time since 2009, here in the semifinals. Your thoughts?
At first I want to congratulate to Canada, they play very well. We are, every media in Croatia said that we are bad because all the guys are injured, but the team gathered together, and this is a great win for us, and we can't wait to win the Turkey.
What does this mean for you guys that you got here, knowing everything that happened, looking at everything that's happened, you know, that you're able to make it this far?
The feeling is great, I don't know what to say. Because everybody says they will lose the quarterfinals. We proved them wrong, and that's all. We're very happy.
Turkey obviously was last year, semifinals, you guys were rolling.
Yeah.
And you ran into the home team, and they beat you. I know I talked to Marco before the tournament. He says, yeah, there's a little bit of revenge we want.
Yeah, we want revenge.
Talk about that.
Turkey, they play at home, judges, all that, 10,000 people. So we want the revenge tomorrow. I won't say anything, just revenge.
how tough has this all this been? Losing Lovro just before the tournament started, this whole thing, we don't know what's going to happen with Dragan, and then Ante goes down as well. Ivan doesn't play, you know, and then there was the injury with number 14 where he dunks and then didn't play the next game. How hard has all this been for you guys?
Yeah, it's been hard because of three main players, because the starting five was me, Dragan, Ante. We are starting five, so we are playing with second team, with bench. So, you know, I told you, the chemistry is important. We gather, the whole team gathers together and said we'll give the all we got, and that's all.
Ante was obviously going to be one of your main guys. How big has Ivica been for you guys? Coming in, he had a huge game for you guys. They just didn't have any answer for his size. Talk about him for you guys.
Yeah, when Ante joined, he played great. Congratulations to him. He's tall, big hands, and all the rebounds are his. So he's great. All positive things about him.
What's the biggest thing you've learned so far from all of this?
Never underestimate the injured team.
Last question then. You guys had the Americans in the second game of the tournament. Looking back at that game, what's the biggest thing that you took from that game that has helped you now?
First of all, I think that all the players were a bit of fear, like Americans, whole big country, but they're playing a lot of pressing, so the press. But all the trainings we have, we train the attack against the press, so I think if we met in finals again, we'll be better than the second game.
Is the NBA something that interests you down the road?
Yes, I hope I'm gonna be ready for NBA one day, and I'm gonna keep working for that.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Ivica, you know, Ante's not here, just giving you even more time. What are you learning most out of this and you know, taking a chance to learn here?
I'm just trying to do my best, what I'm doing on practice, and I didn't have any opportunities past year, so I'm just doing what I can, and that's bringing us the wins.
You guys get Turkey now. A lot of the other guys that you weren't on the team last year, but a lot of them, you know, were on the team and they were beating the semifinals. What have they said about that, and what you're looking forward to that game?
We're gonna try beat them. We're gonna give our best on court. We're gonna try to revenge for the last year. Love, friend. I think we can do it.
Would you call this a sensation that you guys lose 3/5 of your starting lineup and everything that happened, how it happened? Would you call this a sensation?
Yes, not everybody believed in us. Everybody said we are gonna lose in the quarterfinals, and we proved them wrong, and we are happy, and we are not done yet.
Thank you.
You guys weren't supposed to do this.
No.
Your thoughts?
Everybody said we aren't supposed to do that, but we believed in ourselves and we made it to the finals.
What does this mean? This is the first time you guys have ever played in the final of this tournament.
Yes, it means a lot. Nobody didn't believe this. We did, and it's so much bigger. Like go to the finals like this because nobody believed it.
What's this tournament been like for you? You know, today again, you had a really big game, especially in the first half. Talk about this tournament for you.
I don't know. I played my best on this tournament. I'm so happy I could help my team to win and to make to finals, and I'm just doing what I can.
How much have you learned from Ante Zizic? Obviously, he's not here, but going against him in practice, how much have you learned from him?
A lot. We are the best two centers in Croatia in our generation, and it's so much harder, and every practice trained with him than anybody else. We fight all the time on training, and we are a lot stronger than other centers now.
Talk about this guy. I mean, he did everything. He even carried Borno
off the court in the fourth quarter. Talk about him.
He's our captain. We couldn't do this without him. He's our leader. I don't know. He does everything. Rebounding, scoring, assisting, and we believe in him.
There's one more game. You know, there's Greece. We don't want to disrespect Greece. The USA is the favorite in that game. Let's say you get America again. It was a 21-22 point game. You know, you guys were still trying to figure out how to play. What do you think about getting another chance at them?
We are definitely going to play better. We were a little nervous last time. Well, that was our second game. We have better chemistry now, and we are more connected. And I think we have a chance to win gold.
What do you have to do in order to win that game?
We need to slow the game down, box out their players. The half of their points is from fast breaks and offensive rebounds, so we need to slow the game and box out.
Last question, you know, obviously the other guys were on the team last year when they lost to Turkey. What's your feeling as far as how much revenge at least played a factor in this game, maybe especially in the first, let's say, 15 minutes?
We were special motivated because we played against Turkey. They beat us. I think two champions in a row.
Last two, yes.
Yes. So we have pretty much motivation, and we believed in ourselves, and we did it.
All right, that's fine, man.
All right, fantastic. So I guess with that, I should probably slowly but surely bring it to a screeching halt. Let you guys digest all that fantastic information, enjoy it, and I'll give you some more next week. Don't worry, I do have some more U19 interviews, so that will be the main focus next week's show, at least from the basketball from the interview standpoint. I imagine that I will probably be talking a little bit of U20 European Championship. That's going on right now, actually. That just started on Tuesday. Was the first day, so we're on day two on the recording of the show. And actually quite a few names from the under 19 World Championship. Turkey have Orgulu, Geshim, Ulubey, Arar, Geshim hits the game winner with 2 seconds left in Turkey's first game. Spain have a couple of guys there. I'm trying to think who else is at the tournament. Bozic is back again playing for Croatia. Filipovic is there. Italy has Flaccadori and Lupusor who are there. Who else? Just trying to run down the other teams. Spain, Garcia's there, and I think actually that Garcia is probably, he'll probably have a better tournament as long as he's healthy wise, just because he has a lot less to do on that team. Sima is also back or is with that team as well. Who's the other team? I'm missing one. I know I'm missing one, and I guess that's Greece. They have Stamatis and one of the bigs who's playing at was playing at Iowa, Sampaloris or something like that. Can't remember exact his name. So yeah, if you do watch the games, of course those are live on youtube.com/FIBA. All those games are live. You are gonna recognize some names, some people, some faces. And there's plenty of guys who weren't at that tournament who are worth your time. Great opening day performance by Turkish kid. I'm just trying to look for his first name. Emircan Kosut, who actually was just going back And Zoran Planinic, back on his podcast interview with us, called him a young Kevin Garnett. And his first game at this tournament against Great Britain has he had no fewer than 11 blocks. So a fantastic start, to the tournament for Kosud, who last summer at the U20s had 2.2 blocks a game. So should be plenty of fun there. So enjoy that. Of course, those games are live on YouTube, the FIBA channel. So with that, I will let you go. Just introduce you to the song that you'll be listening to, and then I'll call it a day. Let's move over there. Where's our song? Our song is called Rain Clouds, and is by the band Dot Dash. And it, as well as all the music on the Taking the Charge podcast, is available on freemusicarchive.org. So go over there, check that out. With that, I wish you a very pleasant week, and we'll catch you next week with some more great basketball.
Life is getting heavy, needs a waterfall and it cracks in the level. Well, I'm here to tell you it's already too late. Good times have passed you by when clouds are forming in dark skies. Well, I'm here to tell you I'm feeling great. Blame on me. If concrete trees are giving you the blues, I'm footloose, I'm fancy free. My cup doth run it over, dripping through fields of rolling clover that stretch from sea to shining sea.
Patrick Bauman, Secretary General FIBA, and you're listening to Taking the Charge. Enjoy.